haystack.
Okay. What about a smaller one before you put it on the haystack? You get it together first.
Loose hay to bale.
Well, no, before you put it on the stack, you might get up a, you know, you might make a smaller pile. And then gather that up to put it on the wagon. Or would you just, in making a haystack?
Anyway, a haystack was a smaller pile.
What, how big would a haystack be?
About like this room.
Seems pretty big to me.
But see, we bale hay.
Uh-huh. And that's the only pile you made then?
Yes.
Is a haystack?
Just made it, put it in those piles and then...
Which is a haystack?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you bale them.
Mm-hmm. You didn't stack them on a pole or anything like
no.
that?
No. Well, that's what a stack is. Mm-hmm. Is when they got the pole in the center and that machine pushes it up there and piles it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now, you know...
A machine does that.
Does now.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, and so now they don't have to make smaller sacks.
But see, you know, when I was a child, they had a hay baler.
Yeah.
And it went
and you just baled it up.
And then, then the wagon picked it up after it was baled and stacked it in the barn.
Gosh, people are just too modern to give you some of these old things, you know.
Well, you know, back...
Well, you know, because far enough back, people didn't have...
Well, you know, back a long time ago, they stacked that hay, and then they put pine straw on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that pine straw was kind of like a protective coat, and it
kept
the hay from dry and kept it from rotting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, because she probably might not ask me, but when I was a child, they bedded sweet potatoes.
Hmm.
They dug out a thing that like this rug. And down on the very bottom of it, it was filled with pine straw. And then it was built up with those wooden poles, like I told you those fences were made. And it came up into a peak like this. And there was a door left in the center, kind of like a wigwam or something.
Yeah.
And then those potatoes were put in there and they were covered with that pine straw to keep them warm and from rotting. And then you would go in that hill and get what potatoes you wanted out. And then when you got back, you closed it back up just like you would a hut. And we had potatoes all winter.